B2. Para más información, grupobaugan.com.
Elige la modalidad que mejor se adapte a ti en formato intensivo una vez por semana y certifícate con Baugan. Infórmate en Madrid en el 911-335-833.
My parents took me to classes. They thought it was good for my future. I didn't know it, but I realized that I had an advantage against other people. At the beginning, it was hard.
Be like Jesus. Be like them.
Descubre más en grupobaugan.com.
Si estás en el paro y buscas un curso de inglés intensivo que se adapte a tu bolsillo, entra en inglesparadesempleados.com. Próxima convocatoria del 12 al 16 de noviembre. inglesparadesempleados.com.
The Salad. Fun, informative, interactive radio.
Oh, welcome to the salad. Thanks for listening today. I really have a lot of things that I would like to say. It's a fun, informative radio show featuring lots of things you really want to know. So it's, yeah, it's time to get on with the show. Woo-hoo-hoo! Yeah, it's time to get on with the show. It's the salad. Hello, everybody. That's right. It's the salad. We're improvising the beginning here, so we don't have the normal music. Ding, ticka, ding, 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 ticka, ticka. But that doesn't matter. So what's going on? What do we have on the show today? Well, let me see. Let us begin with our customary conundrum. That's right, salad listeners. What could our customary conundrum be today? Well, I normally like to base the conundrums on things that have happened to me, okay? On a grain of truth, we can say. This is a grain of truth, okay? Because I cycle here every day. Now, I've had a problem with the gears. Not the pedal, but it got me thinking. Ah, here's our music. Here we go. Okay. So here's our conundrum for today. The pedal just fell blank. My bike. Pedal, pedal. And to pedal. Okay, so the pedal just fell blank my bike. I think you know this one, salad listeners. So maybe this is too easy for you, because I know you're all pretty high level. So let's have a look. So the pedal just fell blank my bike. We shall reveal the answer at the end of the program. It's a fill in the blank. I've just posted this on our Vaughan Radio application. Now what's on the show today? Well, we have salad news bits, of course. And what else do we have? We also have Boost Your Level today. Yes, indeed, Boost Your Level. We'll be looking at some verbs and expressions to help you boost your level. Aumentar tu nivel. Okay, salad listeners, with the help of our grammar expert, Alan Parsons, of course. Now then, so I've introduced the program, so it must be time for Salad News Bits. Now then, everybody, yes, welcome to Salad News Bits, news from around the world. Now, are you ready for a headline today? Well, it's coming right up. Here we go. Now, a Russian grammar czarina targets the TV. So you have a czar, okay, which is a leader or someone in charge of something, and a czarina. Okay, so in this case, she's in charge of grammar. Now, Russian grammar czarina targets the TV. So we're going over live to Russia to find out more about this. Now, why does she target the TV? Is the grammar not good on TV? Well, Let's see, shall we? Yes, we have Yuri Brennan, a Russian correspondent. Yuri, can you hear me?
Yes, Dave. Well, a Russian video blogger is getting hundreds of thousands of views on her YouTube channel that calls out TV stars for their grammar and pronunciation errors. Now, if you're a video blogger, I can say you're a vlogger. Is that right?
Yes, it's true you have a blogger. But if you're a video blogger, a vlogger, we can say. That's right. Okay, so a Russian video blogger is getting hundreds of thousands of views on her YouTube channel, as many people do, YouTubers. Now, in this case, she's calling out TV stars for their grammar and pronunciation errors. Now, if you call them out, you criticize them as like saying, hey, you know, you get their attention and say, no, that's not correct. You call them out. Okay. So she's calling them out on their grammar and pronunciation errors. You know, because if you're on the TV or the radio, of course, you should speak with good grammar and good pronunciation. Don't you think, salad listeners? Let's find out more.
Yes, that's right. So Tatiana Gottman says she set up the Teach versus TV channel because she could no longer stand hearing presenters and reporters getting Russian wrong.
So it's a YouTube channel called Teach versus TV because she couldn't stand, no soportaba, no aguantaba. She couldn't stand hearing presenters and reporters getting Russian wrong. That's not right.
No, certainly not. No, I spoke to her today and she said, when I turn on my TV and see presenters and correspondents making mistakes in Russian, it drives me mad. And, you know, she's talked about this a lot on her video blog. Now, well, her initial victim was the suave and popular late-night talk show host Ivan Urgant.
Ah, so she had an initial victim. Her first victim was the suave. Now, you know, if you're kind of suave, you know, you might be kind of like James Bond would be suave or suave. Come on, suave. Suave, you're suave. Now, in this case, so a suave and popular late-night talk show host, Ivan Urgant. So, Ivan was her first victim. So she was basically drawing attention to or calling him out on his bad pronunciation and bad grammar.
Yes, that's right. Now, she told me, like any Russian woman over the age of 40, I cannot but love Ivan. But I still can't forgive anyone's poor Russian, not even his. That's what she told me. Now, of course, amid this furious finger-wagging, she branded or called Mr. Urgant an absolute disgrace in a video that quickly went viral.
I see. So she branded him a disgrace. That's right. So, una vergüenza. No, una desgracia, una vergüenza. What a disgrace. So she called him a disgrace. So this is a very popular late-night presenter. So she called him a disgrace on her video channel, which quickly went viral. So to go viral, of course, we say. So, and I guess that's been a little bit controversial.
Yes, that's right. And so she's not afraid of being controversial. So, you know, whatever the topic may be. So now, you know, some people have criticized her, you know, but other people, they praise her. So despite the title of her channel, Mrs. Gottman is no longer a school teacher. So that's right. So the title, it's The Teach versus TV. Now you can say Teach.
Yeah, I mean, Teach is an abbreviation of teacher. You know, you can say, hey, Teach. So the Teach told me. So it's like saying the teacher because it's a shortened version of teacher. So it's the Teach versus the TV. However, despite, a pesar de, remember, despite the name, she's no longer a teacher.
No, that's right. She's no longer a teacher. She works for a television studio in the city, and but also gives Russian language lessons. Now, not all viewers appreciate her approach, with one accusing her of using disrespectful and uneducated slang.
Ah, slang argot. So, some people criticize her. They don't like her disrespectful ways and her use of slang argot.
Yes, that's right. One thing they use, they don't like the word she uses teach, which would be in Russian uchilka, rather than the formal teacher uchtinelska in her YouTube channel. So people don't like the abbreviation she uses. So, yes, her very straightforward, no-prisoners approach has won her more praise than criticism.
Now, yes, so if it's a very direct style, we can say it's a no-prisoners approach. So it's called Take No Prisoners. You can criticize everyone, and you're extremely direct. You say what you think. The expression is, oh, wow, he takes or she takes no prisoners. So we can say her no-prisoners approach. That's right. Or her very direct style. So has won her more praise, elogio, praise, than criticism.
Yes, that's right. And she says she receives frequent tip-offs on air about bad grammar, from her loyal band of grammar watchers. That's right. And, people tell her. And any victim who answers back does so at their peril.
Ah, so, of course she has fans who will warn her and, give her tips, and tip-offs. They'll tell her about people using bad grammar, on TV, and then obviously she can go after them. Now, any victims she may have who answers back, so contestar, no, it's to answer back. Well, they do so at their own peril. They could be in danger if they answer back. If they do, they better do it in good grammar.
Yes, that's right. So it's quite interesting. So Tatiana remains optimistic that her campaign will get through to television producers and, ends her videos with the wish that we won't see each other again because these journalists will all suddenly start speaking perfect Russian. But so far, her weekly denunciations just keep on coming. So that's right. So it's the Russian grammar Tsarina. She targets the TV. So you heard it here on News Bits, and I'll pass you back to the studio, Dave.
That's right. Hey, that's my line. You heard it here on Salad News Bits. Okay, Yuri's using my line. So, yes, that's not bad. I mean, do you hear any mistakes in Spanish grammar on TV, Salad listeners, and pronunciation and grammar? Well, I hear it quite a lot nowadays in slang people are using and not speaking correctly. Well, I think it's very important, especially on TV and radio, of course. Yes, you heard it here on Salad News Bits. Now then, yes, welcome to Boost Your Level. So to boost aumentar. So now we have Alan Parsons, our grammar expert. He's also expert on all things to do with the English language. And I believe you have some expressions for us today, don't you, Alan?
Yes, that's right. I do have some expressions. Yeah. So, these are quite, they're quite colloquial expressions, but using some of these will certainly boost your level. So we have four expressions, all to do with things that don't go according to plan, things that go badly. So there's a theme running here for things that don't go well, things that go badly.
I see. So these are expressions that we can use when things don't go well. Like, las cosas no van bien. Las cosas van mal. Okay, so when things go badly, we can use these expressions, okay? So expressions for things that go badly, right here on Boost Your Level, Salad listeners. So we're going to, well, let's have a look at our expressions first, then we'll work with them and practice with them. Because, of course, this is the interactive part of the program. So what are our four expressions today for things that go badly?
Right. Okay. The first one is to go pear-shaped. To go pear-shaped. Empezar a ir mal.
To go pear-shaped. That's right. So, a pear is una pera. Okay, that's right. Las cosas están poniendo de forma de pera. Okay, that's right. So obviously, maybe things are round, you know, all of a sudden, bloop, and it's they go the shape of a pear. So when things go pear-shaped, things are starting to go badly. Well, things are going pear-shaped, you know, so they're starting to go badly here. Empezando a ir mal. Okay, so to go pear-shaped. I like it. Okay. So, what's our next expression?
Right, to make a pig's ear of something.
To make a pig's ear of something. Literally, hacer una oreja de cerdo, de algo. Literally, what does it mean? Things don't go well.
Yes, that's right. Que algo salga mal. You know, you could make a presentation and think, oh, you know, I made a pig's ear of my presentation, you know, or when you don't do something well. And the next one, to put one's foot in it.
To put one's foot in it. Well, this could be, it's quite similar to the Spanish. Meter la pata. I put my foot in it. Me metí el pie en ello. Literally. Okay, so I put my foot in it.
Yes, that's right. So to put one's foot in it, of course, you know, it's personalized. So I put my foot in it, he put his foot in it, etc. Yes, meter la pata. And the final one, to mess up.
To mess up. Right. Again, to do something badly.
Yes, that's right. So echar por tierra, to mess up. So we have those four verbs, expressions to practice with today.
Have you got that, salad listeners? So we have to go pear-shaped, empezar a ir mal, to make a pig's ear of something, que algo salga muy mal, to put one's foot in it, meter la pata, and finally, to mess up, echar por tierra. Okay, yes, expressions to use when things go wrong, things go bad, on Boost Your Level. Now then, let's practice with these then, salad listeners. So, Alan, I believe you're going to ask some questions. Is that correct?
Yes, I'm just going to ask some questions to practice. All we have to do is answer affirmatively with yes.
So we're going to practice with these. Answering yes to all these questions. Well, only yes. Yes and a full answer, not just yes. Okay? So we want the full answer. They're all affirmative, so we have to use yes. Okay, salad listeners? So yes, I made a pig's ear of my presentation. Okay, to practice. Now say them loud, in voz alta, out loud, if you like, or aloud, to practice. Now if you don't want to do that, at least say it in your head. Loudly and in your head if you want to, if you're in a public place and you're a bit shy of speaking English, you know, out loud in public. Okay, so let's have a look. So answer affirmatively to all these questions to practice. So let's begin, first of all, with to go pear-shaped. Empezar a ir mal. Over to you, Alan.
Right, okay, first question. Has their relationship gone pear-shaped?
Has their relationship gone pear-shaped? Empezar a ir mal. su relación. So has their relationship gone pear-shaped? Answer affirmatively, salad listeners. So yes, their relationship has gone pear-shaped. De forma de pera, pear-shaped. Okay, that's right. It's not round anymore, it's pear-shaped. So yes, their relationship has gone pear-shaped.
Is the project going pear-shaped?
What do you think, salad listeners? Is the project going pear-shaped? Yes, the project is going pear-shaped. Está empezando a ir mal. Okay.
Did the party go pear-shaped?
Yes, the party went pear-shaped. Okay. So yes, the party went pear-shaped. That's right, salad listeners. And one last one, but to go pear-shaped, empezar a ir mal.
Have your plans to start a business gone pear-shaped?
Okay, what do you think, salad listeners? So yes, my plans to start a business have gone pear-shaped. To go pear-shaped, empezar a ir mal. Okay, let's practice with to make a pig's ear of something.
Yes, that's right. So que algo salga mal, to make a pig's ear of something. So here's our first question. Have you made a pig's ear of that paella?
Okay, did you get that, salad listeners? Have you made a pig's ear of that paella? Okay, paella. Okay, so, que algo salga mal. ¿Te ha salido mal la paella? Have you made a pig's ear of the paella? Of course, your level sounds incredible because we're boosting your level with these expressions. So answer affirmatively. So yes, I've made a pig's ear of that paella. Okay, yes, it didn't turn out well. No ha salido bien. Okay, next, please.
Did she make a pig's ear of the interview?
Yes. She made a pig's ear of the interview, salad listeners. Yes, she didn't do the interview well. She made a pig's ear of the interview.
Right, okay, next. Is she making a pig's ear of the dinner?
Yes. He's making a pig's ear of the dinner. That's right. He's making dinner badly. He's making a pig's ear of the dinner.
Right, and finally, did she make a pig's ear of his haircut?
Yes. Okay, she made a pig's ear of his haircut. Okay, that's right. So much. Oh, no! You know, she made a pig's ear of his haircut. She cut his hair really badly. She made a pig's ear out of it, salad listeners. Okay, so we have expressions to boost your level, or to describe when things go badly. Now, the next one we had was to put one's foot in it. Meter la pata. I put my foot in it. Metí la pata. Okay, let's have some questions.
Right, okay, so we have to answer affirmatively. Are you going to put your foot in it with the boss's wife?
With the boss's wife. Okay. Yes, I'm going to put my foot in it with the boss's wife. Okay.
Did you put your foot in it by talking about his wig?
Su peluca. A wig. Peluca. So, well, did you put your foot in it by talking about his wig? Yes, I put my foot in it by talking about his wig. Okay, yes. I put my foot in it.
Does he always put his foot in it?
Okay, does he always put his foot in it? Siempre mete la pata. Does he always, or does he? Does he always put his foot in it? Yes, he always puts his foot in it.
And the last one here. Did you put your foot in it again?
Yes, I put my foot in it again, metí la pata, otra vez, de nuevo, I put my foot in it, again, to put one's foot in it, meter la pata.
And finally, Dave, to mess up, echar por tierra, so here are some questions. Did she mess up your plans?
Did she mess up my plans? Yes, she messed up my plans.
Is he messing up his marriage?
Su matrimonio. Yes, he's messing up his marriage.
Have they messed up the negotiations?
Salad listeners, what do you think? Yes, they've messed up the negotiations.
And finally, will he mess up the party by getting too drunk?
By getting too drunk, emborrachándose, yes. He'll mess up the party by getting too drunk, salad listeners. So to go pear-shaped, empezar a ir mal, to make a pig's ear of something, que algo salga muy mal, to put one's foot in it, meter la pata, and to mess up, echar por tierra. Okay, thanks very much, Alan. These have been some expressions to boost your level. Now then, salad listeners, yes, just to finish off today, we have our conundrum, which was, the pedal just fell blank, my bike. Of course, the pedal just fell off my bike. That's right, to fall off. Caer, o caer de. It fell off my bike. That's right. Okay, the pedal just fell off my bike, salad listeners. That's not true, but I had some problems with the gears. I just picked up my bike. Yes, from the workshop, and they fixed the gears. Las marchas. Okay, that's all we have time for today. See you next time on The Salad.
My father's family came from Zaragoza, and now I feel comfortable speaking English. Take on any opportunity you have to talk to people, interact to people, and don't worry about making mistakes. Just go ahead and start.
Be like Manuel. Be like them.
Descubre más en grupobaugan.com.